Welcome to this week's sermon at Village Presbyterian Church. At Village, we seek to be shaped by the life of Christ, to practice authentic friendship, and serve the world. You're invited to join us at either our Mission Campus or our Antioch Campus. For now, we hope you hear a word for your own life in this sermon.
Our reading today is from John chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. You can locate this text in your pew Bible on page 984. First, let us prepare our hearts to hear God's word. Dear God, thank you so much for being with us. When we read your word, we remember that your Holy Spirit is in this room and in our hearts. Help us to understand your scripture and live it out in our lives. Thank you for the hope and encouragement your word brings to us. Amen. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go to and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Will. Hey, friends. So we're continuing our sermon series on the gospel according to Pixar. There's an assumption here that even in Pixar films, God reveals some of God's self to us. There is no more sacred and secular separation in our world. There really is only sacred. God reveals God's self to us through many kinds of different media, including Pixar films. Last week, we talked about Finding Nemo and on being home and searching and finding home. This week, we're talking about what it means to be friends, as you heard Brooke tell us about being friends these days. So, Toy Story, of which there are now four movies. I know, I had to realize that too. There are four Toy Story movies. It's all about Andy's toys and how they behave. The presumption is when there's no human being around, Andy's toys come to life and they have a life of their own. And in this opening scene, we discover that a meeting is being called of all of Andy's toys. In the first Toy Story movie, Andy is 5 years old, on the verge of turning six, soon to have a birthday party. And Woody, who is a cowboy action figure, calls all of Andy's toys together for a meeting. Woody is the undisputed leader of all of Andy's toys because he also is the favorite toy of Andy. And that gets him a certain status. Here is a scene from Woody's leadership of all of Andy's beloved toys. So the family is about to move to a new home across town, and every toy needs to find their moving buddy because no one wants to be left behind. And they're worried. Every time a birthday comes around or Christmas comes around, all the toys are worried because a new toy may be gifted to Andy and they could be replaced. No one wants to be left behind. None of us want to be replaced. All of us want to be loved. All of us want to be able to love. We're built that way. In fact, we're created that way. We are created to love and love others and be loved, because we are created in God's own image. The Latin phrase is imago Dei. Say that, please. Imago Dei. Means image of God, that you are created in the image of God. That's what makes us unique in all of creation. Human beings are the imago Dei, and because we are created in the image of God, like God, we have the capacity to love and the need, the yearning to be loved. So turn to someone around you and say, you are the Imago Dei. Talk to yourself and say, self, you are the Imago Dei. Later on today, you look in the mirror, you remind yourself you are created in the image of God because you have the capacity to love and to be loved. That's really the theme of all of the Toy Story movies, friendship, and what it means to be a friend. So the theme song for Toy Story is You've Got a Friend in Me, and we're singing that as the response to the benediction during these services. I've asked Dr. Bickers to play it for us and just remind us and to invite you to sing along. This is the theme song for Toy Story. Elisa, if you would please. Sounded great, by the way. So when the road looks tough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your old pal said, that you've got a friend in me. So in the passage that Will just read for us, this is from John chapter 15, Jesus Christ talks about what it means to be a friend, what it means to love, as God wants us to love one another. So I want you to get the setting. This is John chapter 15. Jesus knows that later on that night, he is going to be betrayed and arrested, eventually tortured, and he's going to be killed. He knows this, but his disciples don't know this. So when you hear this, I want you to hear some sense of urgency here. He's not just musing with this group of women and men with whom he has spent 3.5 years of his life. This is urgent. That's why he uses the term command. A command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. A command, not when it's convenient to you, not when it feels right to you. I'm telling you, you must love one another as I have shown you love during the course of these 3.5 years as we have journeyed together. And then he goes on and he defines it. He says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. For the first time in Scripture, he says this is what friendship looks like. A true friend is someone who will lay down their life for you. No one has greater love than this, that they would lay down one's life for one's friends. I recall being a teenager when I first heard this passage, and it got me thinking and wondering, I think I was 15, who would I die for? Who would I lay my life down for? I recall thinking at the time that I loved my folks, my mom and dad. I knew they loved me. And if I had to, I would lay down my life for my mom and for my dad. I'm the second of 4 boys. Some of you know that. I've got an older brother, Jason, younger brothers, Garfield and Brandon. And I thought to myself, okay, I would lay down my life for Jason and Garfield and Brandon on most days. Okay, fine, all days. But then I got to thinking, but who among my friends would I lay down my life for? And then I got thinking later on as I was working on this text and this sermon and watching Toy Story, who else would I lay down my life for? You know this. I am so honored to be one of your pastors here. I know this in my soul, that I would do anything to prevent any harm from coming to any of you. I would lay down my life because I love you and I'm honored to be with you. Jesus says, Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay down their lives for their friends. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not transactional. I realize for a lot of my life with my friends, I keep score. Oh, well, they reached out to me at this time, I should reach out to them this time. Or they didn't reach out to me when I thought they would. Oh, that's a mark on them. That kind of scorekeeping, that is not the kind of friendship that Jesus Christ is describing here. He says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. And greater love has no one than this, that they would lay down their life for their friends. That's what this table is all about. In a few moments, you will hear our pastor Melanie say, this is the body of Christ broken for you. And I will follow her and I will say, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is a symbol of what it means to be a friend. Greater love has this, that you would lay down your life for your friends. So in Toy Story 3, we meet Andy again, and he's now 18 years old, and he's getting ready to go away to college. And he decides it's time to sacrifice, to give up his toys and give them to someone else, because Andy realizes that friendship and love always involve sacrifice. Friendship and love, Jesus has taught us, always involve sacrifice. So Andy searches out and finds a little girl named Bonnie, and he decides that Bonnie is the one that he wants to give his beloved toys to, the toys who have accompanied him all of his young life. So this is a scene when Andy first begins to share his toys with a beautiful little girl named Bonnie. True love, the kind of true friendship, always involves sacrifice, because that's what Jesus showed us. That's what God has taught us. So Bonnie and Andy, they spend the whole morning playing together, and it's time for Andy to get in his car and drive off to college. And now he knows that he can entrust his friends to Bonnie, that she will love them as he has loved them all of his young life. And as he prepares to drive away, Andy has one more message to share with his friends. I want you to watch this. So last week I told you about Max, whose father, Alex, died on September 11th, 2001 in the horrible attack on the World Trade Towers. Max, his dad, Alex, mom, Jen, members of the Tenafly Presbyterian Church in Tenafly, New Jersey, where my friend Eileen Linder was pastor. 13 years later, Alex was 18 years old. He was getting ready to go to college. On the last Sunday he was going to be in town, end of August, he called my friend Eileen and said, Pastor, I'd like to speak to the congregation if I could, please. And Eileen said, Max, of course you can. At the end of worship, Max got up, tall, handsome young man, came striding down the center aisle, stood in front of the congregation at Tenafly Presbyterian Church. And he said, some of you don't know, but for those of you who are aware, I'm heading off to the University of Michigan to go to college, leaving tomorrow morning. But before I go, I just wanted to say a few words, and Pastor allowed me to do this. And then 18-year-old Max, standing there, began to point out certain persons in the congregation there in Tenafly. First, he pointed to several ladies and several men and said, thank you for being my babysitter. And then he said, thank you for showing me how to change a flat tire. Then he said, thank you for helping me learn how to tie a bow tie for my junior prom. And he went through this list of members in the church. And then he said, you helped raise me. And you cared for my mom, and you cared for me. Thank you. And then Max said, and most of all, you told me stories about my dad. You helped me know who my dad was and is. I will always carry you in my heart. I will never, ever forget you. Friendship, love, it's not transactional. It's not keeping score. It's just loving, being kind, because we are created in the image of God, because God calls us and invites us to it, because we were created for this. We were built for this. Jesus says to his disciples, and to you and to me, you did not choose me, I chose you. And I appointed you to bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my Father's name will be given to you. These commands I give to you. Love. Love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon at Village Presbyterian Church. Learn more about us at villagepres.org. And we invite you to join us again next week.